books and arts. Cinema and reality. The director's cut. A bold Ukrainian filmmaker charts the line between fiction and truth.
In the opening scene of Donbass, the latest feature film by Sergei Loznitsa, a hotchpotch group of extras gather in a makeup trailer. The shaky footage follows them as they are escorted to the site of a staged mortar attack in Russian-controlled territory in eastern Ukraine. There, for the benefit of a separatist news crew, they bemoan the depredations of the Ukrainian army. In the film, the explosion is a stunt, but the damage is genuine, much like the real-life conflict. With its vertiginous spiral of fakery, the invented but plausible scene captures the essence of Russia's hybrid onslaught against Ukraine. After the revolution of 2013-14, Kremlin-controlled television stations spewed poisonous lies into the disaffected Russian-speaking Donbass. Next, militants and army units rolled in to defend the region from phantom Ukrainian fascists. Like a mirror, Mr. Loznitsa's film reflects and inverts that process, using fiction to expose the wounds inflicted by the annihilation of truth. Not surprisingly, Donbass has been banned in Russia. The boundary between reality and lies, fiction and history, is one of the world's most contested borders. It runs squarely through the propaganda-warped badlands of eastern Ukraine and through Mr. Loznitsa's powerful oeuvre. In both his feature films and documentaries, his aim is the opposite of the propagandists, to present the essential truth of what happened and, an even harder task, diligently to make clear what did not happen too.